Adrian is gone! Hitching over the middle, caught, touchdown! Sack finished by Kevin Williams. Play action and boom! He's buried. It was Antoine Winfield. Intercepted by E.J. Henderson.
And it's Jared Allen.
And it's intercepted by Chad Greenway.
And there he goes. Percy Harvin is gone.
It's Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Your weekly connection to Minnesota Vikings football. Vikings Tonight is brought to you by U.S. Bank, Verizon, and Mall of America.
Touchdown Vikings!
Now, here's your host of Vikings Tonight, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
Good evening, and welcome to Vikings Tonight. All throughout the Minnesota Vikings radio network, we are going to be here with you weekly, talking Vikings football, obviously talking a lot about the National Football League draft, up to the draft, and this will carry us through the 2012 season, where we are happy to be joined this year, most likely on a weekly basis, by Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, and we kick off the inaugural Vikings Tonight 2012 style with new defensive coordinator Alan Williams. Mr. Williams, I'm Paul Allen. Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you. Good to be here.
Congratulations on becoming the Vikings defensive coordinator. How did you get the job? What went into the process?
Oh, wow. It was a pretty quick process in terms of interviewing with Leslie Frazier and Rick Spielman. I would like to think I got the job because they thought I was qualified to help lead the defense and help ensure that the team gets back to the playoffs.
What would your calling card be, sir? You were defensive backs coach for the Indianapolis Colts. You worked with the likes of Marlon Jackson and Melvin Bullitt and so on and so on. Here, you have a young corner in Chris Cook. But then after that, as of now, veterans like Zachary Bowman, Chris Carr, Antoine Winfield, Asher Allen's even a veteran. What do you think it's going to be like working with most, if not all, of those guys?
Oh, I look forward to it. I think we have a good nucleus, a good base of guys that love to run to the ball. They love to play defense. They're excited about hitting and making plays, and I just look forward to being a part of that.
Bobby?
Hey, Coach Williams, you know, there's certainly things that we need to address on this defense, and you guys are getting to that right now, and you're going to get to that in free agency and the OTAs and all that. But when you came to this job and you assessed what you had in terms of talent, and when you watched back film and watched what this defense did well, what are things that you want to keep doing well? What are things that this defense, I guess, what would you call the strengths of this defense of the guys coming back?
Well, typically, Minnesota is known for stopping the run. Mm-hmm. Up front, we have a good front four, and I'm excited about the guys that we got to keep that we just signed, and I'm excited about working with Jared Allen and Kevin Williams, and I think great defense always starts up front, and I think we have a great front four, and also B-Rob.
Yep.
So it starts there, and also we have a great linebacker in Chad,
right,
who's been to the Pro Bowl, and we're looking forward to Jasper and also the other Henderson, Aaron, mm-hmm. coming back, and so we just have a great nucleus right there, and you know what? I was disappointed when Antoine was signed by the Vikings when I was in Indianapolis. So it's been, 6 or 7 years that I've looked forward to working with him.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Chris Cook earlier, and tall, lanky, guy that can run, and looking forward to that also. So it's a team that runs to the ball. It's a team that
yep.
hustles. It's a team that, even though the record may not indicate it, played hard all the way up until the last ball game. So those are all good building blocks to work with and build upon.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned some of the linebackers that we have coming back, and then some of the defensive linemen. When you look in the secondary and specifically at the safeties, you know, we in Minnesota, it's been the cover two defense, big corners that get physical, jam the receivers at the line, safeties that drop back into two deep. Is that something you envision? Is that style going to remain here, or are you you bringing a different style of play to the safeties? Because I think that's an area of the defense that might go through some transition, or at least we'll see some new faces. So what are the jobs of the safeties in this defense under you?
Yeah.
We'll wait to see. I think a misconception is that the defensive coordinator comes in and he installs what he likes to do, wants to do. But I think all defensive coordinators, they tailor the defense to what the strengths of the teams are. So I have to wait until we get through OTAs, until I see what we have in, I see what we get in the draft, and look at the guys on the field and then tailor our defense to what the guys do well. Most people think that all you play is cover two. That's a misconception. The safety is down in the box, and I think if you watch the ball game, you'd see Jamarca down in the box quite often. So we'll wait to see, and I'll answer that question for you a little bit later.
Alan Williams, new defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. This is the 2012 debut of Vikings Tonight on the Vikings Radio Network. Mike Wabshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. Continuing to talk about the defense, sir, you bring up the safety spot. And I don't want to go through the, you know, Hussein Abdullah's yet to be signed, what Jamarca did last year, all that. The bottom line is, I think you look at your depth chart right now, and safety in the draft should be considered a high priority by the Minnesota Vikings. Do you agree?
Well, I'm not sure if I'd say a high priority. What we like to do is just upgrade the defense and do that in whatever way possible, whether that's through the draft, whether that's after the draft and we pick up other free agents. That's still wait to be seen. My job is just to make sure that we're on the same page in terms of the coaching staff, that that when the guys are able to come in with OTAs, that that we get the right people in there once we've gone through the evaluation process. Mm-hmm. I think that cannot be understated in terms of, we will evaluate our guys and see what they do best and then go from there.
Yeah. You know, Coach, speaking of new players coming in and the draft coming up here in a couple weeks, the Vikings have 10 picks, 6 in the first 4 rounds. So, from your standpoint and all your years of playing and coaching, on defense, a rookie coming in, is there a position or two in your mind where a rookie has the best chance of making an impact, or does it vary?
Yeah, I think it varies in what you ask a young player to do. Defensive line, I think, may be one of the easier, and I say easier, not easiest, because I don't think there's any easy position that a rookie can come in and play, because everything is new to rookies. Rookies aren't even sure where the bathroom is in the complex, the right place to go, the right place to meet. So they have a lot on their plate. So I, if rookies are to play, most of the time, you want to limit the amount of things that you ask them to do, unless you have a special guy.
Alan, what's your relationship with Leslie Frazier been like over the years?
An incredible relationship. Leslie is a great man. I would say that Leslie is one of the best communicators in terms of being able to communicate to players how to improve, what he wants done, correction if there is one. And Leslie is a practical coach. So
yeah,
what you hear from him, they always can apply that on the field in terms of being able to get better. So anytime you have a coach that can communicate to the players and improve their football game, that's what you're looking for.
A couple of quickies to close here for new Vikings defensive coordinator Alan Williams. One from me, one from Mike Wabshaw. Morris Claiborne, the corner from LSU.
Yes.
What do you think about his game? Not going to ask you to breach trust or share company secrets, but
right.
Nevertheless, Morris Claiborne's game, what do you think?
Outstanding ball player. He can go up and get the ball with the best of them. That's the one thing that would be his trademark. When the ball is up in the air, he's the receiver. He goes after it. He's aggressive. He has great hands, great ball skills, great speed. And so whenever you have a guy on defense that can turn the ball over, that's a major plus, and he can do that in a big way.
Coach, we have great fans here in Minnesota, and they're perceptive. They pay attention to every single thing, and they pay attention to even how coaches coach and what they are doing on the sidelines or in the booth. So for you, a guy that fans don't know very well yet, you come in. We've had Mike Tomlin here, who is a fiery coach, an in-your-face motivational coach. We've had Fred Pugich, does the same thing, coaching our linebackers. Mm-hmm. And then we had Leslie, who's more even-keeled and mild-mannered but stern. How would you describe your style? What will fans see from you on TV?
I'm not sure if the fans will see me on TV. I may be upstairs in the booth still waiting to see that. But I would describe myself as an even-keeled, stern fundamentalist.
Okay.
I think I communicate best when I'm under control, when I can help the situation. And I think I help it best by keeping my head about me, staying cool, and articulating to the defense what I'm looking for.
What that's interesting you would say that, Alan, and obviously you're not married to any decision for the first game of the season now, but why would you opt to view and or call the game from the booth compared to the field?
That's where I see the best. I can see the entire field. I can see the adjustments that I need to make. I don't have to rely on my assistant coaches, which I will do, but I can see it for myself. So from that vantage point, I can make adjustments, see what I need to see from the booth.
And you anticipate heading into the draft, the offseason workouts, training camp, preseason, regular season, 4-3 base defense, and really no blanket title to it. Like, we're not going to call it Tampa 2. We're just going to play it.
Well, you can call it Tampa 2. I'm not exactly sure what I'll call it. I'll call it Minnesota Vikings defense.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it at that for now. And you'll have to wait till see week one what we come out and do.
And we're excited to see it. Good luck in the draft. Nice meeting you, sir. And congratulations on becoming defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. That's Alan Williams, our new defensive coordinator, draft 2 weeks from today. Four scenarios for the Vikings at 3 and throughout the draft with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com when Vikings Tonight continues on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network continues. Welcome back. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for your favorite football team. We thank Alan Williams. Michael, a very well-spoken Alan Williams. That's the first time I've chatted with him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've learned a lot about him over the months since he got hired, specifically through the combine and everything. Very well-spoken, calculated individual. I like that about him.
Exactly. You said it. Calculated, I think, is the way to describe him. Measured, more in the mold of a Leslie Frazier. And, you know, when we talked to him and asked him about his style of coaching, that's kind of what I figured in being around him a little bit, that he would be more of the even-keeled and mild-mannered guy than the rah-rah in-your-face type. And that's okay. You know, there's more than one way to do it, and all different styles can work. I'm excited to have him aboard. You know, I got to spend some time with him down at the Senior Bowl because he had just joined the staff, and Leslie Frazier and his staff coached the North squad, and I went down there with those guys and spent a week with them. And
yep.
Leslie Frazier took all of us out to dinner, everyone who came down to the Senior Bowl, and I got to sit next to Alan Williams and Joe Woods and Fred Pugich at dinner and to listen to those guys talk about where they had been, who they had coached with in their previous stops. It was really interesting, and Alan Williams is a guy who sat back and learned from some very good coaches, including Tony Dungy yep. and Leslie Frazier. So I think he's going to be an asset to the defense. I'm excited to see what his imprint on the team will be.
Okay, Vikings Radio Network, welcome back. All throughout the expansive Vikings Radio Network, we have a draft party at Winter Park coming up in a couple of weeks. Information on that at Vikings.com. Many of you know Wobby through his work at Vikings.com. Extremely good with the on-camera, Wobcast, and or writing stuff. Cares about the program, as do I. And this draft is one of the most important drafts in the history of Minnesota Vikings football because we are coming off a 3-13 season. Michael and I have established the theme, Vikings Radio Network, in the offseason. We've been thematic from two angles. One, we have to get younger. Secondly, 2012 is all about Christian Ponder. You have to make sure Christian Ponder is an upper echelon quarterback in the NFL, and that scenario plays into four angles Michael has presented, or Michael has prepared, for the 2012 draft where the Minnesota Vikings pick third overall. then 35th, then we have a third round pick, then we have three picks right now in the fourth round. We can turn this thing around in a hurry, Michael. Take it away.
Yeah, you know, I think the first option to talk about is, in my opinion, and I know, you know, Paul, you and I have both spoken about this, is Matt Khalil, the left tackle from USC. I think that is the highest probability outcome for the Vikings at pick number three. You take the left tackle, and you hopefully, that's the guy that you plug in at the most important position on the offensive line, with apologies to center, your blindside quarterback protector, left tackle. You plug him in there for hopefully a decade. I mean, that's what you're looking for when you draft a left tackle this high. The Vikings got to do that with Bryant McKinney. We all know what happened in Bryant's last year with the Vikings. It wasn't very good, but the 8.5 years before that, he was a guy you plugged in, and every week he played. He didn't miss a game because of injury, and he showed up to play every week, and he blocked for a lot of really good running offenses and even some good passing offenses. That's what you want out of Matt Khalil. He is head and shoulders, Paul, the best left tackle in this draft. There's no question about it. The Vikings are going to have a shot to take him because we all know the two quarterbacks are going first and second. So I think Matt Khalil is the odds-on favorite right now to be the choice. But if the Vikings go an alternative direction, Paul, I think there's three options that you look at. You look at who you brought up with Coach Williams, Morris Claiborne, the talented corner from LSU. We all know our passing defense deficiencies last season.
Yes.
Gave up the most touched passing touchdowns in the NFL, blah, blah, blah. So that's an area you can address with Morris Claiborne, probably the best cornerback in this draft. The second thing you can do, the third option after Khalil, Justin Blackmon, wide receiver, Oklahoma State. The kid was a playmaker in college, probably the best wide receiver in this draft. Michael Floyd, I think, is right on his heels, but Blackmon is rated higher than Floyd on most boards. He would help make Christian Ponder better. Blackmon, just like Khalil, Paul, fits the theme that you were talking about in 2012. It's all about developing Christian Ponder. Blackmon fits that theme. So does Matt Khalil. I'm sure there's going to be a split room in the Vikings draft room on Blackmon, and Khalil. It'll be interesting to see which way they go.
Okay.
The fourth option, you can trade back. Lots of different options. Everyone talking about Miami and Ryan Tannehill. So those are the four options, PA. I think it's Khalil, Claiborne, Blackmon, or you trade back.
Vikings Tonight on the Vikings Radio Network. That's the voice of Mike Wapshaw from Vikings.com, and I'm Paul Allen. About 6.5 minutes to go in the show. We do believe Matt Khalil will be the third overall selection in the draft. So we have a right to change the opinions on Vikings Tonight. We have a show next week. Then we have a big radio show from Mall of America Field walking you up to the draft. I'll take part in it. Analyst Pete Bursich from the Vikings Radio Network, Paul Charchian, and much more. Now, for those who may not keep up with Vikings football as much as those of us with the team or around the team do, it does beg reminding, you know, that late last year, I caught some intel, and then we started talking about it in January, the fact that the Vikings are comfortable moving the 2011 left tackle Charlie Johnson to guard.
Right.
And he played some guard with the Indianapolis Colts. So, if we believe Matt Khalil is the third overall pick in the draft, we do believe that, and we do believe it's the right pick, then that means we believe the offensive line will be Matt Khalil, left tackle, Charlie Johnson, left guard, John Sullivan, one of the 5 to 8 best centers in the NFL, as center. Then we have the right guard spot. Then Phil Loadholt in a contract year heading into his fourth year.
Right.
Big year for Phil Loadholt. Wobby, I left the right guard spot open. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it is open. I think it's open for competition, Paul. And, you know, it hasn't been necessarily a robust free agency period for the Vikings in terms of big names and big money contracts. But as we've discussed, I think that's okay. I think there's a lot of fool's gold in free agency, especially in the higher level players. But one free agent the Vikings did sign was a guy named Jeff Schwartz, who came from the Carolina Panthers. Our offensive line coach, Jeff Davidson, is familiar with Jeff Schwartz because he was Carolina's offensive coordinator when Jeff Schwartz played there and was drafted there. So he's a guy who comes in, and I think he might be the favorite to win the job at right guard. He's got some position flexibility, so if he doesn't win the job at right guard, he can be a backup interior lineman at both guard positions. I think you can even swing him outside to tackle. So you got Jeff Schwartz. I also think you're going to have Brandon Fusco, the kid from Slippery Rock Division II that we drafted last year. Jeff Davidson went down and worked him out privately before the draft, came back with rave reviews.
Yep.
yep. to Rick Spielman, said, hey, I can work with this kid, give him a couple years. I think he can be a player. Well, this is his second year. It's time for Brandon Fusco to take a step forward and compete with Jeff Schwartz. I also think you have to look at Chris DeGeer, a guy we drafted in 2010 out of Wake Forest, had a really good game when he had to fill in against the Chicago Bears near the end of the 2010 season. Really played well that game, tended to tail off a little bit here and there. Yep. The lockout might have messed with him a little bit in last offseason. He's a guy who could step in there and compete. So I really think right now, Paul, you got those three guys competing for time at right guard, and it's never a bad thing to have that competition.
2.5 minutes to go, Wobby. Outside of the draft, and we will mash hard on the draft next week.
Yeah.
You can follow things I write about it in my radio show at KFAN.com. Follow Michael's work at Vikings.com. We will give you second to none draft coverage, KFAN.com and Vikings.com. Now, you were in the facility. You were in the field house a few Fridays ago when Adrian Peterson ran in front of the training staff for the first time since his ACL injury against the Washington Redskins. Talk yeah. about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I don't think anyone should make it sound like Adrian's ready to play and he can come back and suit up and play very soon. I mean, he's recovering from a very serious knee injury and there's still a long way to go.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that. But the great thing is to see him and to see his face. I mean, he's such, you know, Paul, he's your favorite player on the team, one of your favorites. He's such a charismatic guy. Knows people inside the building, the staff member, says hi to him, visits with them, very good to the media, and it was great to see him out on the field doing that activity, running and trying to get back into the swing of things. He looked really good. Obviously, he's not back 100%. There's still, I'm sure, some lateral movement that he has a long way to go there, but in terms of just seeing him run, seeing him on a football field, it was really a great sight to see, and he's on track, it seems, in his rehab process, which is good news because you can do everything right, Paul,
yeah.
and it can still, the rehab can go slowly. So I think he's on track, and people were very pleased with what they saw when Adrian Peterson started running.
2012 is about Christian Ponder.
Yes.
Percy Harvin back in the mix. We signed a Litchfield native, John Carlson. He'll play tight end with Kyle Rudolph. There still needs to be help done through the 2012 National Football League draft 2 weeks from today. Spend a minute telling us how, from a wide receiver standpoint, we can make 2012 about Christian Ponder.
Yeah, you know, I don't think, to fulfill that theme, I don't think you have to take Justin Blackmon third overall. I think, you know, you've talked about this, Paul, on your show, that this draft is very thick at the wide receiver position, specifically with mid-round wide receivers who can also perform on special teams, primarily as returners. So with that being the case, I think you're, with the deck stacked at wide receiver, you might be able to go a different direction at number 3 overall and take Khalil, maybe spin that into the second round, number 35 overall, take a spot to address your defense, the highest rated corner, safety, or linebacker, and then I think you can really dig into the wide receivers after that. Whether you trade back up into the second round from the third round, or whether you sit back there in the third and your 3 picks in the fourth round,
yep.
and you take some receivers that you think you can hit on, and you know, with all due respect to the guys in the fold right now, Percy Harvin and Devin Aroma Shadu and Michael Jenkins and all those guys,
yep.
some of the guys we drafted last year, I think, and we've talked about this on your show, Paul, that you can get some guys who can come in and make an impact at the wide receiver positions after the second round in this draft, and you got to hit on some of those guys, and I think the Vikings are going to have a good opportunity to do that.
Terrific work, Mike. We'll do it again next week, and as usual, we will follow you at Vikings.com, okay?
All right. Thanks, PA.
That's Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play voice for your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings, and this is Vikings Tonight, every Thursday, and again, 2 weeks from today, a huge show from all of America Field commemorating the 2012 draft. The executive producer of Vikings Tonight is Chad Abbott. Vikings Tonight was co-produced by Joe and Jay Nelson. For Mike Wabshaw and everybody else with the football team, I'm Paul Allen. Enjoy the rest of your evening. That's Vikings Tonight on the Vikings Radio Network.